All right, let's talk about it. Here is a fairly easy situation. Real estate loan transaction. A lawyer is acting for the lender. In other words, okay, I'm Bob. I'm asking for Chase Bank, who's giving the mortgage. The lender's lawyer prepares the loan documents, and the customer pays the legal costs, right? The buyer of the house. Okay, so what else is needed? Obviously, a deed from the seller. Now, the seller and the lender don't have anything in common, but while preparing the loan documents, the lender's lawyer says, I'll do the deed for the seller. But the lender's lawyer has no contact with the seller. So the question is he allowed to do a deed for a non-client? He doesn't know, and he's unaware of the seller doesn't even know the lender's lawyer who's doing the deed. And I guess you just show up and you sign all the termite certificates and something. So tell me. Is he allowed to do that?
No. The answer is no.
Okay, but moving on.
Here are the reasons. No, you can't get away that quick. Right. The reasons are that, A, you don't have a client. You can't hustle these clients. You've already got a client. So 106 says that you've got a conflict if you represent. Now, there are three people in this. There's the seller, the buyer, and the lender.
And in Wisconsin, that's Rule 1.6, just so you know that. It is.
I didn't realize I was practicing right. Wisconsin today. It's too warm. Anyway, so you've got to be careful about that. And the best thing to do, if you're going to send your client these documents, send them and then make sure the client either sends them with a note or you include a note that you do not represent any of these other parties. You represent only your own party, and you were doing this, and whoever reads these needs to get a lawyer to counsel with them. Okay, next.
All right. So, but can the seller suggest that they allow their lawyer to do it?
No.
Okay, moving on.